Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Mindset Matters by Gemma Lee Roberts. Sophie, I have to ask, how many times have you told yourself, I'm just not good at that, and then just stop trying?
Hi there, Sam. Oh, way too many times to count. And that's exactly what this book is about. Roberts shows us that the stories we tell ourselves about our abilities, whether we think we're stuck or capable of growth, completely shape how we handle challenges, criticism, even stress.
Right, and she doesn't just rehash Carol Dweck's fixed versus growth mindset. She makes it super practical for everyday life, especially at work.
Exactly.
She starts with that classic distinction. A fixed mindset sees your qualities as carved in stone, so you avoid challenges and feel threatened by others' success. A growth mindset sees failure as a springboard for learning.
But then she goes further and talks about the false growth mindset. That's when you say you're all about growth, but you're not actually doing the uncomfortable work.
Yeah, that part really got me. She says true growth requires a gritty, messy process of confronting your own limits. It's not just being open-minded, it's actually putting yourself in situations where you might fail.
And speaking of failure, she has this great concept of safe failure. She says our culture punishes mistakes, which pushes us into a fixed mindset where we play it safe.
Right.
She distinguishes between stupid failures, careless mistakes with no learning, and intelligent failures, which are well-considered attempts that don't work out but give you valuable data. The key is to fail forward.
So instead of asking, why did I fail, in a self-flagellating way, you ask, what can I learn from this? That reframing is everything.
Totally. And she applies that same idea to handling criticism. Our instinct is to feel attacked, but she says to separate your identity from your performance. Adopt a scientist mindset.
She gives a framework, pause, process, and plan. First, let the emotional sting subside. Then look for the kernel of truth. Then plan specific steps to improve. It turns a demoralizing moment into a roadmap.
That's so practical. And on confidence, she flips the script entirely. She says don't wait to feel confident before you act. Confidence is a byproduct of action, not a prerequisite.
Yeah, the confidence-competence loop. You try something new, you might not be great, but you learn and improve, and your confidence grows from the evidence of your own effort.
She suggests keeping a success log of small wins and deliberately seeking stretch assignments. That's such a simple, powerful habit.
And then there's stress. She reframes it not as an enemy, but as a signal that you're operating at the edge of your capacity, which is exactly where growth happens.
Right.
She distinguishes between a threat mindset and a challenge mindset. When you see stress as a threat, it paralyzes you. When you see it as a challenge, your body's arousal actually enhances performance.
She gives techniques to shift in a challenge mode, reappraise the situation, focus on what you can control, and use deep breathing. Resilience isn't about avoiding stress, it's about using it as fuel.
For leaders, she talks about creating a psychological safety net where people feel safe to take risks. The most powerful tool a leader has is the questions they ask, not did you succeed, but what did you learn?
That goes hand in hand with process praise versus person praise. Saying you're so smart actually backfires because it ties value to a fixed trait. Instead, praise the effort and strategy.
And she applies that to self-talk too. That inner critic, instead of I'm not good at this, you say I'm not good at this yet. That one word, yet, is a huge mindset shift.
She also tackles imposter syndrome, which she says comes from fixed mindset, the belief that you should be perfect immediately.
The antidote? Embrace being a learner instead of an expert. Share your learning journey with others and focus on the value you bring, not the gaps in your knowledge.
The book is honest that this isn't easy. She calls it growth zone discomfort. It hurts like rebuilding a muscle, but that discomfort is a sign of progress.
She encourages daily reflection and journaling about learning moments. She warns against the tyranny of the urgent. You have to carve out time for growth.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that you can't control every event, but you can absolutely control the lens through which you view it. That choice, made moment by moment, determines your trajectory.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Sophie, any final thought?
Just that this book made me realize the most important talent you can cultivate is the talent for growth itself. We'll see you in the next one.